It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hamrich. There are billions of dollars every year invested into ag tech startups. However, most of them have to show a large total addressable market. So how are niche specialty crops funding their own innovation? Well, Produce Marketing Association VP of Technology Vonnie Estes says often this comes from established companies investing internally or through partnerships.
There's a great partnership that I'd love to talk about that's with Church Brothers Farming Group here and Bayer Crop Science, where they developed a broccoli that had a higher stem so that they could mechanically harvest it. One of the biggest problems with broccoli is that it doesn't mature all at the same time. So you have to go back in the field like five times, you know, and you think about the diesel that you use, the labor that you need, the soil compaction that you're having. If you only had to go in, you know, half the amount of time and you can mechanically harvest because it's got a taller stem, then that's a great savings.
Estes says this is just one example of how some of these crops requiring specialized technology like broccoli are leveraging partnerships.
The really big companies that can afford it and have the staff are putting a lot of money into R&D, and a lot of the other companies are also partnering so they can kind of direct the technology to really meet their needs.
There's so much diversity in agriculture that rarely will there ever be one technology that can serve all crops and geographies. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.